All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Meeting Your Soul podcast. Thank you so much for being here. As always, I'm so grateful that you continue to show up, that you are in with me, and you are just hopefully taking little nuggets of wisdom and things that you can carry in all that you do. And that's ultimately why I designed this podcast, why I created it, was to be able to share my own journey, the things that I was struggling with, the things that I felt like were helping me, that were aiding me, and they were supporting me as I navigated this path of self-discovery, of understanding who I really was and being as authentic and true to that in all that I did.
Got a little water here, no big deal.
But I am so grateful that you're continuing to join in and tune in. Maybe this is your first time. Maybe this is, you've listened to every episode. No matter what, thank you. Thank you so much. And today's episode is really about navigating the path of the unknown. And this is something that I have been kind of trying to understand and incorporate into my own life, especially when you live more of an intuitive lifestyle, you know, when you are really trusting and having faith and really taking that first step without fully knowing where it's going to lead you. It can feel a little jarring. It can feel a little unnerving and overwhelming, to be perfectly honest. And so I want to just validate that this is not for the faint of heart, to say the least, but that it is so filling because you really are going to land and be exactly where you're meant to be. And I think for people that are more creative, that are putting themselves out there in that way as well, it can be a little bit scary, you know, and vulnerable to be able to put yourself into those environments where you don't have total control, where you can't necessarily predict what's going to happen, which, hands down, control is an illusion. We all think we have control over things, but at the end of the day, none of us do. None of us can control what happens tomorrow and the next moment. There's things that we can do to help prepare us to be able to prevent some unknown factors. But at the end of the day, life is life, and whatever is meant to be will be. And we do have free will within all of that. But I do think acknowledging the fact that we try to do a lot of things within life to feel like we have more control than we do. But I think once we shift our attention and our awareness to the things that are within that control, which is mindset, how we view a situation, perspective, how we react, how we respond to our environments and the people around them and the situations that present themselves, that actually gives us permission to be more fully present, to be able to really receive what's going on around us from this more receptive state and to be able to navigate more fluidly as we move through that. So I think there is this illusion of control, but recognizing the things that you do have control over, which is ultimately just yourself, right? And how you're responding, how you're showing up, and when you are, and who you're showing up for, and who you include into your life, who's important to you, who you're filling up their cups and pouring back into as they're pouring into you. So navigating the unknown gives us the opportunity to be able to have that dichotomy within our lives, right? It has the opportunity for us to be able to recognize the things that we control, to shift our attention to those, and then to allow and trust in the rest of the plan to unfold as it needs to. And knowing that if we're trusting our intuition, if we're trusting taking action from this inspired space, that we do then have the opportunity to be able to live a more fulfilled and authentic life based off of the information that's presented to us in that moment, instead of grasping for other things to fill that void of feeling that need to hold on to something, right? The looser our hand gets, the more we can hold the water. Lao Tzu, it's one of my favorite kind of just metaphors. It's like you can't clench water, right? When you try to clench it, it spills through your fingertips. But when you cup it, when you hold it within your hand and it sits, then you have the opportunity to be able to see it and hold the water in the space that it is. And I think that's just like the present moment. When we give our hands, we cup, we surrender, we let go, then the water can be still, it can be calm, and it can really, we can see the reflection of ourselves within it. And I think that that is ultimately the true test of life, right? So much of what I'm navigating right now, as you know, I'm creating a new business, as I am kind of still managing the other one while, you know, navigating life and the obstacles that are presenting itself to me, that I am really trying to navigate it from this place and position myself from this place of trust and surrender. And we are also within eclipse season and all of these things are going on. And this is all of the intention around it, right? This is a time of surrender, of letting go, trusting, knowing, believing in our truest potential into that next version of who we are meant to be. But we haven't ultimately met that person yet. We haven't met that next version of ourselves. We haven't seen this new phase of our lives. So we can't necessarily predict exactly how it's going to all pan out and how it's going to unfold. But what we can do is focus in this moment as it is. And I talk about this a lot within presence. And I learned this from Eckhart Tolle and from Be Here Now. It was a book that absolutely transformed the way that I view my life and how I really live. Because the only thing that you have control over is this moment right here, right now. Like, truly. Like, you cannot, you can think about the past as much as you want to, but you can't change it. You can try to predict, you can hold on, you can like visualize the future, you can do everything you can to prepare for it, but ultimately you can't do anything with it until the moment presents itself. All that you do have complete control over is this moment right here, right now, and you get to choose what to do with it in that very moment. And when I recognized that that was all that I needed to pay attention to and to really be intuitive and in tune with, there was such a, like, the relief that came and the freedom that came with that was like, oh shit, like, I don't even have to, like, I can think about other things, but when the moment presents itself, like, I will take action from that space. So what am I going to do now? I'm going to sit here. I'm going to create my podcast. That's what I know I need to do. Am I kind of, you know, in the back of my mind considering the other things that I might need to do later today? Of course. But what can I pay attention to in this moment? Be here now. I can only be here in this moment as it is. So what am I going to do with it? And for me, like, I've always been a little bit of a worrywart. And I know this about myself. And one of my favorite Albert Einstein quotes is, worry is a misuse of your imagination. Because how many things do you worry about that never come true? How many things do you try to predict and like formulate within your mind that you like literally have, there's no, you're making it up. It's like, yeah, is that real? Like, you are trying to, like, I catastrophize often. I try not to, but I do sometimes. And so, like, I catastrophize. I, like, think of what could be. Like, how can I, like, work every angle? Like, how do I need to prepare for all of these things? Create a masterful plan. Literally, it's like, this is all going to pan out so perfectly. I'm so proud of myself. And you know what, bitch? It doesn't end up working out like that because there's no way to predict it. We can't predict the future. But what we can do is what we have within this moment. And that's what I'm coming back to. Navigating the unknown, ultimately, is just being fully present in what is. And when we're fully present to what is, we can respond accordingly. And we can take action in that moment with the information that we have presented to us from what we know at that point. Like, can you meal prep for the week? Yes, you can meal prep for like the upcoming week. I'm not saying not to do things like that. Do I have an agenda with all the things I've written out? Do I time block my calendar so that I am very present to what I'm doing in that moment? Yes. Am I very kind of overly organized? I have a lot of different requests and demands that I have within my life and obligations. And so for me, I have to stay organized. That is critical for me to be able to be present. So you can create systems that support the sense of presence. We're not willy-nilly just rolling around in the world. But I do think that it gives me, whatever gives you further access in order to really show up for what's coming up within your life, not overbooking your schedule, saucha, like that purity of that moment. It's one of the niyamas and yamas. It's like being able to access that in the purest sense of what it is gives you, like some people say, like feeling the vibes, like you're just going to be able to be aware of what's going on. You're going to be able to go with it. Like if you've ever just like had a day where you just did whatever you want to, like this is one of my presencing exercises that I do as like a build up to this is I usually try to have, excuse me, one day a week where I don't have a plan. And I'll just like kind of roll with it. Or I've taken vacations where I like will plan a couple different things, but for the most part, I'll leave my schedule pretty open. Excuse me. So that I have the hiccups, that I can really take each day as it comes, and I'm not trying to overthink it, right? Again, when we cram too much stuff in, we end up getting stressed. We create an expectation of what we think it should be, that we are not fully available to what is happening and occurring in front of us. And that's when we're stealing from ourselves. We're stealing from the people around us. We're stealing from the magic of the world. And when we can approach it from this more fluid and more easeful place, this more receptive space, and then we can then access the magic, the purity, the beauty of this moment. So I do presencing exercises. Obviously, I meditate. I will do movement. I'll take walks where I'll just like walk and not like try to think of a set plan of how I'm going to do it. Again, just to be able to switch that part of my brain off, to be able to slow it down, to be able to go within from a more inspired state, right? So there's little things that you can do to be able to access that. Like I said, I have one day a week where I try not to overly plan things so that I'm able to be in the moment. I also then have opportunities to maybe go on vacations or to plan trips, or it doesn't have to be extraordinary, but it's these opportunities and times to be able to tap into my intuition and to be able to react and respond from that space. But once you start doing this in these more organized formats, like within other parts of your life, the more that this can just be your natural state, this can be how you operate in all that you do. And when you do that, when you're more present, when you're really there in the moment, the navigating the unknown becomes a little bit more comforting. There's a trust that gets built from it. It's not as much pressure. And then also, you'll be surprised the things that show up within your life. You'll be surprised the things of how they pan out and exactly as they're meant to. And again, sometimes we can't predict what's going to come. And maybe sometimes we're putting out intentions and what we want to have occur within our life. We get too stuck on how it should be that we really miss out on what it was meant to be. And that's why I'm encouraging you to access this, to be able to be open to this idea and to find some ways to be able to integrate it within your life. Let me know how it goes. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. This is simple. It's not, you don't have to overdo it. But to really just be able to, even for an hour of your day, be able to just be fully present, to take, you know, the left turn instead of the right when you're driving home, take a scenic route, to take a walk, to not try to plan out every single detail of it, to be open, to be able to receive, to be able to lean into that divine feminine nature within you. Maybe it's even to have a conversation, to be able to truly listen to someone. You're able to just be able to be present with someone, hold space for them, to be able to really hear them out. I think that we're also coming from this place of understanding and hearing them instead of just like waiting for the moment for us to insert what we think should occur or the idea of what we think they should think we should say. Like, I remember there was a transition point where I really stopped trying to... formulate my response within my mind. I was just really there with someone. And those are other ways for you to be able to practice presence in anything that you do. But there's so many different opportunities to be able to access this moment. So leaning into whatever serves you, wherever you feel like is really effective for you, and practicing it and incorporating it, even just for an hour, maybe even for 10 minutes, maybe it's a meditation, great way to help clear your mind as well. Lots of opportunities. Thank you so much for being here. I hope this was useful, and continue to be on the path, my love. You are doing amazing and I love you so, so much. Want to connect with me? I'm on the gram at Ferrachino, YouTube at Ferrachino, Pinterest at Ferrachino, FerrachCHino, or you can visit my website, coachingwithferra.com. Peace out.